You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Okay, let's get it. Locked On LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona, ESPN Radio Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, CST, and right here for the Locked On LSU podcast. LSU-Bama, huge one in hoops tonight. Tigers get another starter returning, but it is Tuesday, which means Ed Ogeron had his weekly visit on off the bench with T-Bob Hebert on 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge. And, of course, the big story involves Ryan Nielsen. Quick backstory. Ryan Nielsen is the New Orleans Saints defensive line coach. Reports are that LSU was targeting Nielsen to be their new defensive coordinator. Of course, with the Saints season coming to an end on Sunday, that process could proceed with the Saints season being over. And Jane Slater of NFL Network reported on Monday that LSU was finalizing a deal to make Nielsen their defensive coordinator. And then later in the day reported that the deal had hit a snag. Apparently, there was confusion over verbiage in Nielsen's contract with the Saints as to whether or not he could leave New Orleans for a college job. The Saints apparently are disputing this and not willing to let Nielsen out of his deal in New Orleans. That's at least reported by Jane Slater as of right now. Ed Ogeron, on Tuesday morning, did update the Nielsen situation.
You know, we're still working on it. He's a primary candidate, obviously. Love Ryan. Ryan's a bright, young, energetic coach. Comes to us highly recommended. But there's still some things to work out to see if he can come to LSU, and those things are not final yet.
So I do have some thoughts on this, which I'll get to in a second, but one more from Ogeron, who did elaborate on his relationship with Ryan Nielsen and a little background on the candidate.
You know, I coached Ryan in college at USC. Outstanding player and outstanding young man. He decided to coach, and then he started volunteer coaching with us at USC with me and Coach Carroll. Then went to Idaho, and then came to us and became my full-time defensive line coach, and then took off. You know, at North Carolina State, he had four guys that he recruited that were drafted. I think a couple were first-round picks,
yep.
And has done a tremendous job with the Saints. He comes with us with rave reviews, but again, the deal is not done yet.
So we talk about it often. You know, coaching is a very incestuous business. You tend to hire people you know or came across with at different points in your career, and certainly that's been something that Ed Ogeron has done. And he has leaned heavily on his USC and New Orleans Saints ties. Just when you look at the staff with guys like Greg McMahon and Bill Johnson and now pursuing Ryan Nielsen, there's guys that have Saints ties with Ed Ogeron there and some even further back. Nielsen is interesting, and we've talked about it a bit, a guy that he was a co-defensive coordinator at Northern Illinois about a decade ago, but has major college experience. He's been at Georgia Tech and Maryland and NC State, which is where he was before he joined the New Orleans Saints. But apparently part of his ambition is to become a college head coach, so the move to the college ranks would make a lot of sense. Now, a lot of people are looking at the Saints and saying, man, this is really petty, but I would point out that this is why clauses in contracts exist. It's to protect you. It's literally why there are buyout clauses, to prevent the free exchange of coaches and losing valuable staff members without some type of penalty. These clauses are there to dissuade teams from hiring away your talented coaches. You're trying to protect your asset. It's not much different than, for example, you know, in our industry in radio. A lot of contracts have non-compete clauses where you can't leave your current employer and go to a competitor in the same market. You know, a lot of times it'll be a 60-mile radius or something like that, or you know, you got to wait 6 months. So, I mean, that's very common. It's not that you want to prevent someone else's advancement or growth. You're trying to protect your asset that you are paying and compensating. So it's a very tricky situation. My feeling on this is that they will get a deal done. If the New Orleans Saints prevent Ryan Nielsen from moving along, then you have a disgruntled employee and a very toxic, almost irreparable situation. If I'm the New Orleans Saints, I could certainly look and say, man, I'm tired of LSU poaching my coaches. And I certainly wouldn't want to see a situation where Nielsen left, went to LSU for a year, then was back in the NFL competing this way that Joe Brady did a year ago. So I understand that this is going to be perceived by many as petty on the Saints' behalf. I just think they're doing their due diligence, which is why they had that language in the contract to begin with. But what should happen here is that agents, attorneys should get involved, negotiate some type of agreement that's going to allow Ryan Nielsen out of his contract with the Saints, and the Saints get certain concessions. Whatever that may be, I don't know. That's where the agents and the attorneys come in and negotiate that on behalf of their clients, and you move forward. But it certainly seems like this is going to happen and should happen, and when it does, we'll certainly let you know. Ed Ogeron did also talk about players returning, as more have, and another addition to the coaching staff, which is another familiar face, which we'll get to here in a moment. As always, we're brought to you by BetOnline.ag, BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. If you want to wager on sports online, do what I do. Do what I've done for 10 years. I've used betonline.ag. It is free to sign up. Go start your account. Then you can make a deposit into your account. When you do, use the promo code LOCKEDON, one word, LOCKEDON, and get a 50% welcome bonus. So deposit $100, they'll give you $50 free to play with. Deposit $500, they'll give you 50% of that, $250 free to play with. Deposit $1,000, they'll give you $500 free to play with. So BetOnline.ag. It is safe. It is secure. Bet on the NFL Championship Weekend coming up this Sunday. All your top college basketball and NBA games. They have live in-game betting as well. Fun prop bets. They even have like casino games that you can bet on the app. So BetOnline.ag. BetOnline.ag. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. It's BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. 2020 is mercifully over. Time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and you want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcast. So we let you hear from Ed Ogeron talking about the Ryan Nielsen situation. There has been an addition to the staff that is confirmed now. George Munoz, who spent the 2019 season as an offensive analyst with LSU, former ULL offensive coordinator who came to LSU and really was instrumental in the 2019 season. He was a guy that if you looked on the sideline, there was a tall man, dark complected, dark hair with glasses standing behind Ogeron. That was George Munoz. Munoz was a guy that helped Ed Ogeron with game control and game management, things like that. And at the Heisman presentation, you know, all the LSU coaches were there alongside Joe Burrow's family, and it was Ed Ogeron and Steve Ensminger and Joe Brady, and then that man with the dark hair and the dark complexion, that was George Munoz. He was expert level working with the quarterbacks as well. Now, he couldn't be an on-field coach, but analysts can work off the field. So George Munoz was extremely instrumental, so much to the point that Dave Aranda this past year brought Munoz to Baylor to be his passing game coordinator. Now, the Baylor offense in year one there with Larry Fedora struggled, and so Dave Aranda remade his offensive staff, and part of that was George Munoz being out of work. Well, Ed Ogeron very quickly brought Munoz right back to LSU, and this makes a ton of sense because if you are going to try to revert to the offense of 2019, you know, my feeling then was I couldn't believe Munoz didn't get the passing game coordinator job when Joe Brady left. It would have made too much sense just to move Munoz up a chair to sit next to Ensminger. Instead, they sort of wanted to start over. And so Munoz left, and they brought in Scott Linehan, and I'm not going to say the offense was bad in 2020, but it certainly wasn't the level that they had achieved in 2019. And if the idea is to revert to that, well, now you bring in guys who are associated with that offense and who know it well. Ed Ogeron in that interview with T-Bob Hebert on Tuesday morning did talk about Munoz returning to the staff.
George was just like a full-time coach. He just didn't coach on the field. I mean, the job that he did with us, obviously he came to us from ULL, was a coordinator. Him and James Gregg did the protections on Tuesday and Wednesday. He was very instrumental in the winning edge, you know, just game-winning thoughts that we do every Thursday. He worked with me with game management, just an excellent force, and knows the quarterback play, knows the Saints' offense, knows Joe Brady's offense. So along with Jake and DJ, we got three guys that were here for our championship run that knows that offense.
It just makes so much sense, of course, with Jake Peets having worked with Joe Brady this last year in Carolina, DJ Mangus having worked with Brady in Carolina and at LSU, and now Munoz also tied to that 2019 offense. It's very similar what you're looking to do here and trying to recreate that. Now, the obvious biggest question is, can you recreate Joe Burrow or something that performs it at some percent capacity that Joe Burrow did? I'm obviously not saying be the greatest quarterback, have the greatest quarterback season in the history of college football, but something that performs at an elite level within this offense that allows all of the integral parts in this offense to work the way they did in 2019 to make beautiful, beautiful music. Now, Munoz is back on staff, and another Tiger has rejoined the team for 2021. Left tackle Dare Rosenthal announced he's coming back, which means now all five starting offensive linemen and all of your starting defensive linemen have announced their return. 20 of your 22 starters from the end of the season are returning for next season. The only two you're losing are Jabril Cox and Jacoby Stevens. And I'm not trying to minimize their impact, but they're at positions where you have recruited depth and have good players waiting in the wings. But most importantly, at the line of scrimmage, in the trenches, you are going to be deep, experienced, veteran, and talented at those positions. Ed Ogeron talked in that interview about re-recruiting this roster.
I told him about three-quarters of the way to see this. I said, recruiting is coming to an end, but the most important recruits that we have are the men in this room. And we have a chance to have an excellent foundation for a great team next year if most of you guys decide to come back. And to get both offensive and defensive line, you got to praise the coaches. You got to praise Derek Finansky, the guys around the office. Spent hours recruiting them. And again, I told you about it, those poor boy sandwiches work for the offensive line.
So the offensive coaching staff is in place. There's still work to be done putting together the defensive coaching staff. But even still, football school begins today at LSU. And Ed Ogeron talked a little bit about what that will be like for these players.
We're going on the field and walking through some individual instruction. We can't go against each other, nothing like that. Put in plays. Today we won't put in any defense. Got defensive coordinator is not here yet. Just basic.
It's amazing. Season just dovetails right into another one. Football certainly is a 12-month-a-year grind at the college ranks. Basketball, however, in full swing. And there is a massive game tonight at the Maravich Center. Alabama 6-0 in the conference, undefeated and in first place. LSU 5-1 in the conference, one spot behind Alabama. We will preview that game when we wrap up the Locked On LSU podcast. But I got to tell you about our friends over at Rock Auto. RockAuto.com. That's RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. If you are a do-it-yourselfer, if you want to tinker, or maybe because of COVID and this pandemic, you're not comfortable leaving your home and going into stores, and you just want things delivered, as so many of us are here in 2020 and 2021, Rock Auto is perfect. Everything from wiper blades and motor oil, the catalog is easy to navigate, all the way to a carburetor for a 57 Chevy. They've got everything you need. When you go to the website, you'll see on the left side every different model, and then you can narrow it down. If you know the specific part you're looking for, just type it into the search at the top. It's rockauto.com. Again, amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. When you get to checkout, there's a "How did you hear about us?" box. Be sure to put "Locked On." We would appreciate that. It is Rock Auto and rockauto.com. NFL analyst Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson host Locked On's Peacock and Williamson every Monday through Friday. Brian and Matt give you the national perspective all around the NFL, covering all the latest news and insight on every game, team, and move around the NFL. Get your picks, previews, and much more every weekday with the Peacock and Williamson podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Tuesday night at the Maravich Center, LSU and Alabama, a battle for first place in the conference. Will Wade previews the matchup.
I mean, Alabama's playing. Obviously, they're in first place in the conference. They're 6-0. They're perfect in league play. But they're not just playing as well as anybody in the conference. They're playing as well as anybody in the country right now. They're just playing phenomenal basketball, shooting the ball really well, shooting the ball 40% plus from three in league play. They've got some really good veteran guys with Herb Jones and Petty. Petty just set the all-time three-point record at Alabama in their last game over Arkansas. Reese is a guy who's been around a long time. He's been a real problem for us over the last couple years, so we're going to do a good job on him. They've had a talented transfer with Quinterly, talented freshman with Primo, good JUCO transfer with 14. And Shackelford, of course, was one of the best players in the league last year. So got tremendous, tremendous talent, tremendous, tremendous team, and it'll be a very, very stiff test for us. Our defense is going to have to be better. Our offense is going to have to be crisper. We can't turn the ball over as much as well.
Game is a virtual pick, and my friends over at Bet Online have the Tigers as a one-point favorite, although that line has fluctuated just a hair. You heard Will Wade mention the veteran Herb Jones. Here he is elaborating on the Alabama star.
Herb Jones, one of the better players in the league. I mean, he's one of the best all-around players in the league. Defensively, offensively, shooting 50% from three, 10 of 20 from three on the season. He's really worked on that in the offseason. But, yeah, I mean, he does a great job for him on both ends of the court.
And one more from Will Wade on the keys against Alabama to escape with the win.
Well, our transition defense has got to be much, much better. We've got to rebound, and we've got to not turn the ball over. Part of our defensive numbers being so bad is we hand the ball to the other team five times a game for a layup. I mean, our defensive numbers are, I shouldn't say they're that bad. They're third or fourth in league play. But, you know, if we quit handing them the ball five times a game, our defense would be much, much better. And if we do turn it over, we need to punt it in the stands where we can at least get back and set our defense up. And then, you know, we're going to have to get back in transition defense. They're so good. Auburn took the lead on them twice, and before Auburn could even, the scoreboard operator could flip the score, Alabama had gone down and got an and one both times. And then we've got to check them out. You know, they're a very good offensive rebounding team. Defensive rebounding is not one of our strong suits.
It's a late tip at the Maravich Center, 8 o'clock, LSU and Alabama. That game is on ESPN2. As I mentioned, LSU about a one-point favorite. LSU scores it better than Bama. Tigers at 86 points a game, Alabama at 80. And defensively, it's about what and what. LSU allows 71 a game, Bama allows 70 a game. LSU shoots it at 49%, Bama at 42. Almost even as far as the rebounding numbers, assists, Bama 13, LSU 12 a game. When you look at these two teams on paper, they're very similar. LSU, again, a little better offensively, but Bama has certainly been consistent. They blew out Arkansas this weekend. They blew out Kentucky last time out. They beat Auburn in a 94-90 game, and maybe the biggest one is that they beat the Florida team that beat LSU. Bama beat Florida by 15, 86-71. And they went on the road and beat Tennessee in Knoxville. So all of that has Alabama ranked 18th in the country, 11-3 overall, 6-0 in conference play, whereas LSU comes into this one at 5-1 in conference play. With a win, LSU would take over first place in the league. So we'll certainly be back on tomorrow's episode to recap LSU and Bama and the latest on the Ryan Nielsen news. Enjoy your Tuesday. Until next time, it's Locked on LSU, your team every day.